Do please be seated. And if you're anything like me, you're still breathing slightly heavily from standing up and sitting down so many times just then anyway. Now, I want to talk to you about Easter Day. Today, as guys said, it's the best day of the year. Now, I want you to think about what's the most special day that you can think of? What day is there in your life that was a particular highlight for you? That you would nail down as going, that was the best day. Perhaps it was your wedding day. Perhaps it was the first time you remembered your anniversary. Perhaps it was a particular birthday. Any of those things. Just turn to the people next to you and just, you know, have a little discussion with them about what your greatest day might be. And while you're doing that, can I ask for the people who I've hijacked earlier as my volunteers to come forward and help me? My volunteers. That's my volunteer. It's my volunteer, Mark. That's, yeah. Okay, that's more than enough discussion time, I think, for the likes of you. I had to think about this. I was trying to work out what I would pick as the greatest day. Mark, I've asked to come forward and help me. Mark, would you stand on this block here so that everybody may see us? Up you get there. Pass Jane that bag. Right. Now, the reason I've asked Mark is because there is something very special about Mark. Mark is, like me, a fan of the greatest football team that there has ever been, which is Arsenal. That's right. So, Mark, if I could give you some of a collection of my football shirts. Mark, if you would just put them, drape them over your shoulders somehow. This is just to mark you out as a proper fan. Here's the good old-fashioned shirt from the 70s. There we are. And here's a collection of various shirts. And here's a slightly sweaty sweatband that I use, which has got the Arsenal thing. I won't make Mark wear this. That would seem tremendously unfair. Mark's brought his own scarf. So I thought one of the greatest days that could possibly have been, what about the day the Invincibles?
Yes.
The final day of the season did we beat or draw with Leicester? That final day to go through the whole season unbeaten. When I was planning this sermon a couple of weeks ago, it still looked likely we were going to win the league. Let's forget about that now. But let's face it, this could be the greatest day. Arsenal just winning. How would that make you feel, Mark?
Top of the world.
And can I say, I've been to a football match with Mark, and he's not as staid as this when you're at the Emirates Stadium. So, Mark, thank you. So this could be the greatest day. Who thinks this would be the greatest day in their life? Okay.
Liverpool,
yeah. I think we might be outvoted. Okay, Mark, you can step down there. Thank you. If you stay up here, though. What else could there be? Greatest day. Perhaps like Charlton. No, Charlton. Perhaps like me, you kind of figure that actually the world deserves the benefits of what I have to share. Perhaps you feel the world deserves the benefits of what you have to share. Perhaps you think that you are meant for greater things than here. Perhaps, Jasmine, could I borrow you? Would you be my volunteer at this stage? Would you come and stand up on here for me? So, there you come. Perhaps you feel that you deserve a crown. Would you stand up on this block for us? There you are. I am going to crown you the queen of all of these wonderful people. Here you are. You are now officially their ruler. There you are. You are now her subject. Do you fancy? Your head's not quite big enough to wear a crown. And that's not any kind of anti-royalist comment at all. Would you quite like to be queen? You wouldn't. Anyone here think that being crowned king or queen would be a great day for them? None of you want to be king or queen either? Okay, no, sorry, I voted. Would you mind just standing next to Mark for the moment then? Okay, so personally those days could have been great days, but I'm not sensing a real vibe. Okay, let's think bigger. Greatest days in history. What are some of the... You know, Guy's already mentioned this today. He's brought along his mobile phone with him. I brought a slightly lower-tech version. This is, if those of you who are old enough to remember, the old cup and string phone. These. The day they invented the phone must have been an awesome day. Can you think... I'm going to try this. Could you just take that there? Would you stand up for us? Now, this string might be so much longer than I intended it to be. Yep, much, much longer than I intended it to be. Right, there, okay. You hold that to your ear. stretch it out tight like the good old days, and just say something into it, and you tell us what he says. Did you hear anything?
No.
Ah, what can you do? Sometimes technology just doesn't work. One more. Let's give it one more try. Stretch it really tight. Did you hear that?
No.
Chris, shout for us. What was it? Happy Easter. Thank you, Malcolm. Happy Easter to you all anyway. Okay, technology doesn't always work, but this would have been a greater day because it actually worked. It was much better than a cup of tea. Actually, would you mind coming and standing and holding this for me at the front, Malcolm? Thank you very much. Okay, so we're not really feeling that because that didn't work either. What about the day they discovered fire? Jane, come and be our fire starter for us. Stand up on the thing. Right. I've got two sticks for you to rub together if you would mind just starting a fire for us. Oh, don't go just yet. I need to give you a bowl so we're safe because, you know, you've got to think about these things. Just start that fire. Not really working that. Okay. There you are. Let's see. As a verger, Jane lights all the candles and gets everything sorted, so she's always ready to start fires. Remember, playing with fire, children, not clever. But it is impressive. Imagine the day they discovered fire. That must have been one of the greatest days in all of history. But even more important was probably the day they discovered the fire extinguisher. Which is just fun. Right. So that wasn't... You know, the day they discovered fire would be a great day. Who thinks that was the greatest day in history? Yeah, a few more votes for that. Jane, come and stand here, hold the remnants of our fire. What other great days would there have been in human history? I'm a big fan of flying away on holidays. The day they discovered flight would have been the greatest day, I think, in history. Over the heads, I said. Over the heads! Over the heads! Oh, that's better. There we are, almost the other aisle. And as you can see, it says, "He is risen. Happy Easter." The day they discovered flight, those Wilbur brothers out there on the plains in wherever it was in America, and they got off the ground, the first heavier-than-air flight. That day must have been wonderful. But none of those things are the greatest day in history. None of those days were as good as today. What we are gathered here today to remember is the single greatest day in the whole of history. It's better than Arsenal winning the league. I know, impossible to imagine. It's better than the day they discovered how to make phones work and they didn't even need to use string and cups. It's better than the day that anyone had been crowned more powerful than anyone else in the world. Better than the day they discovered fire. Better than the day they discovered flight. Today, Easter Day, is the greatest day in history because death was beaten. And you and me were set free. Suddenly, death and sin has no more power to bind us. Suddenly, because Jesus died and Jesus rose again, he invites us to join in this new, free, liberated life. Today is the greatest day in history. And you and me are invited to share in that through Jesus. In a little while, we're going to be having some baptisms. Olivia and Cameron are going to be baptized. They're going to symbolize this birth, this new birth, this new life, this new creation. That is the greatest thing that we're all invited into. To misquote Nina Simone, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, and I'm feeling good. Today is a good day. Today is the best day. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Let's give these guys a round of applause for all their help. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Mark.